Chapter 15. Do or Due? The noble ponies of the castle watched with curiosity as the new visitor grew closer to the stained glass window, hypnotized by its splendor. Having looked at the window every day of their lives, many of them thought the golden Pegasus's behavior was peculiar. But seeing the glorious stained glass window through a stranger's eyes reminded them why the halo had been chosen as the symbol of protection for the whole city in the first place. It was a gilded crown of power, horseshoe-shaped for luck, the perfect background to frame the thrones of their beloved Count Cumulonimbus and his sweet, sad daughter, Duchess Precipita.
I hear that you have business with me.
Dewpoint appeared at Daring Do's side, helmed by three other mares. They all wore silk gowns edged in white fur, as if they themselves were the wispy clouds that painted themselves across the sky before a tropical cyclone. Daring noticed Dewpoint's silver mane and instantly understood why the ponies of Cirrostrata spoke of it. It was as shiny as a barrel of diamonds after a rainfall. There were thin shocks of yellow throughout that appeared as if they pulsed with a tiny electric current. Every so often they would sparkle like little lightning bolts. Her almond-shaped eyes were the colour of sunset, and she had long, dark eyelashes. The stripes under her eye were barely visible, as they were the same grey colour of her coat.
I haven't any idea who you are or what you want, Dewpoint continued, looking Daring Do up and down. Should I trust you, stranger?
Yes, Maid Dewpoint. Daring bowed to her, kneeling her forelegs to the tiled ground.
Daring spotted the two guards watching them. They looked hopeful for the mayor to make a grand display of the fact that Daring Do had lied her way into the castle corridors. She lowered her voice.
My name is Daring Do. I have come to deliver an important message to you from Sir Brumby Clover.
Silence! Dewpoint barked, a smokiness taking over her eyes.
I know you aren't a pony of Cirrostrata, but lucky for you, I already told the guards that I knew you so you wouldn't get thrown in the dungeons, or worse.
She glared at Daring Do and looked around the room at the dozens of other court ponies watching their exchange.
Let's find somewhere safe to talk, shall we?
Lead the way. Though she seemed temperamental, it appeared that Dewpoint was on her side and had just expressed that she didn't want Daring to be thrown in the dungeons.
One will be imprisoned.
The words from the future crystal floated into her mind. Could that be the lie of the three? Daring Do exhaled a sigh of relief. Dewpoint waved her hoof and her three sidekicks bowed their heads and trotted away.
This way,
she said, nodding her head toward Daring. The two mares continued on down a hallway, away from the other nobles, presumably headed to Dewpoint's chambers. They wove through the maze of the castle, passing by several rooms of Cirrostratan armour and paintings along the way. Every time Daring itched to go inside and explore, to uncover some of the secrets of the City of Clouds and the Halo. However, Dewpoint was giving the impression that there was no time for detours. She was on a mission.
So, where is the Duchess? Daring finally asked, craning her neck to see inside an open yet empty sitting room filled with luxurious furniture in shades of ice and slate.
They were far into the castle and hadn't encountered another soul in 10 minutes.
She doesn't see any pony. Dewpoint sneered, and a few streaks in her hair sizzled with a tiny electric pulse. I am the only one who attends to her.
There was an odd sense of pride in her voice when she delivered the second statement. Daring scrunched up her nose.
Ever? Ever.
Doesn't she get lonely? The image of Brumby sitting in his little shop in Alto Terre all alone came to mind. Not so different, really. Does she miss Brumby? Shh! Dewpoint hissed, looking around. She grabbed Daring by the collar of her green shirt. Never speak that name here. Dewpoint released Daring and gathered herself. Just wait.